Sophia.
And this is Breakpoint Radio, your irregular takeaway of tech news, views, and cafe reviews.
What are you reading?
Have we started?
Yeah.
Is this it? We're in. Okay. I'm actually reading Post-Capitalism.
Who are you? That's still on my pile.
Yeah. No, I'm there now. I'm there. So I read the first couple of pages and then got into it. But I find that I need to buy a new Kindle. I need to not buy one with the backlight.
It's very good with the backlight because you can read without waking your other half up.
Yeah, I tend to switch it on and just read it when I'm laying in bed.
Mm.
But I don't sleep so good, so I
more
read
reading
it a lot
time.
Then. Yeah, that's where every cloud, I guess.
I feel like I always have to break a factual, like not factual, but like a heavier book up with a nice story.
So go on, what's your current?
So I've got two going on, and one's really good. No, so I came across a book by accident because I wanted a light story, and it was a book called Sophie's World that was featured.
The philosophy book.
Yeah, so I thought it was like a light story, more like a YA kind of thing.
And my little girl's read that too.
The philosophy book?
Yeah.
Seriously?
She's about halfway through it.
No way.
Yeah.
I thought it was quite heavy.
Where they keep having the little parcels dropped and she picks them up from like the Dropbox, whatever, and reads.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. It's really long.
Yeah. She's a fast reader.
Wow. Yeah, I'm about a fifth of the way through on that, but because it was quite heavy and I wasn't expecting it to, I'm also reading a book by Matt Haig called How to Stop Time, and it's really good so far. Really, really good.
That name really rings a bell.
Brilliant on Twitter.
Okay, send me a link.
Okay.
I'll put a link into things.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, go on then.
All right, so a bit of a weird kind of episode slight AI theme, I think, is probably going to be coming up more and more, but a bit of an AI theme this week at any rate. So, first one was driverless cars.
I did not know this was coming so fast.
Yeah, it's happening this year, isn't it?
It's crazy.
All over the place. So, which is all good, but also ever so slightly scary too.
Super scary. So, I don't know how I feel about it, but I'm open to learning more about it.
I'll tell you why I say it's a bit of an AI theme and why it's also
the sex
scary.
Robot.
Oh yeah, so we've got that coming up too. Yeah, I don't want to preempt that too much. But so the driverless car thing, I saw something that was along the lines of, if your car drives itself, if it gets into a situation where not everything's a driverless car, and there's an accident that's like 99% going to happen, your car might have to choose between whether it crashes into an old man or a young mum with
kids. I talked
kids.
About this before, yeah. So, how do you expect a developer sat back, well, maybe not a developer, but like someone sat behind a desk months, years previous to the accident and let them decide?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So it's the whole thing of ethics and snap decisions where things are automated or have their own some level of intelligence.
And you can just imagine the media already, can't you? You can just imagine the backlash.
Yeah, even the half dozen crashes that have happened already, I think, have really set back the driverless cars. But that does tap into this kind of... So the sex robots thing seems to be all over the place. Lots and lots of blog posts about it and lots of... I think there was a brothel that was renting out lifelike robots or something by the hour. But this is where it gets into an AI thing again, because if AI gets more and more popular, well, once you start trying to replicate or mimic a personality in one of these robots, how does that play out? So if someone wants a robot,
who am I to judge if someone wants to get their socks off with an inanimate object?
And so one of the things that people have said is that if people have particularly awkward fantasies where they maybe want the robot to pretend that it's not consenting, then does that escalate? If someone trials that out with a robot, does that mean that they're more likely to do it in real life because there's that blur between what's real and what's not? This is where
them doing it to real people?
And the whole thing about potentially trying to rehabilitate people who've got weird fantasies with children and doing this with child robots, that has come back into the media. I know, that's the thing.
It's so uncomfortable to
talk about. It's really uncomfortable, and, you know, is it worth doing if it rehabilitates people, or maybe is it something that might... oh, I've done it 10 times with this robot. It's not that bad.
But also, it normalizes it slightly.
That's the thing. Yeah. And it's the same for if you start putting AI in these robots too. Where does that end? It's the path to wherever it ends is pretty uncomfortable.
Super. But, too uncomfortable for me to talk about.
And probably for a morning coffee too. All right, the other stuff that I guess popped up in the news last week, or this week, Monzo adding current accounts, which look kind of cool. You can sign up for their current account stuff. Looks like that's how they're going to start making money. A JVM implemented in JavaScript. I can't remember what a thing that, like, what's that saying? Like, eventually everything gets rewritten in JavaScript. That's an actual saying. I'll find a link and put it in the notes. But yeah, I mean, it's mega impressive. It's wicked to see that it's been done. But
why?
Yeah, because it's there. Yeah, but it's still a bit. Yeah. It's still a bit of a thing. First female Doctor Who. Is this a big thing?
Not your power.
Yeah.
For me, it wasn't a big thing. Twitter, on the other hand.
Yeah, it went off the hook.
The only thing I was... So, obviously, it's amazing that, wow, a doctor can be a female. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
It's interesting how they're going to do that in the story, because obviously it's been a man for 12 lives.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how they deal with that, but that's an interesting thing, not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Good thing. Yeah, it's been... feels like it's prodded a lot of awkward questions again.
So much, and I don't understand how people have the energy to think about these things.
God, there's so many other things that are happening in the world, but this is the least of the... Alright, what else do we have on here? Working from home, the 3D scanner thing, which... You dip something in water.
You have to dip things 1,000 times to get a decent shape.
And then it gives you some sort of realistic scan of it. I only briefly watched the video. Did you see the lightboard video as well?
I did. I didn't quite understand. So you draw on it like you would normally, and then you flip it for the video?
Well, from what I could tell, it doesn't automatically flip it. But I think it gets post-processed in something like YouTube, and that will reverse it so that you don't have to write backwards.
I was going to say, because when you watch it on YouTube, it looks like he's writing backwards.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, that's pretty impressive.
I'm guessing on YouTube, he must...
We're talking about it without really explaining what it is. It's like a see-through chalkboard that's full of light, so you can see it very clearly. And you can write on it whilst facing your audience.
Yeah.
But if you write on it facing your audience, it looks like you're writing backwards.
Yeah, I mean, it looks wicked, because it's like it's transparent, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's so clear. I don't understand how it was so clear.
I'm amazed that it would take like 30 to 40 seconds to reverse what you've written. Because if you look at things like, you do the Facebook video stuff.
Oh, the filters.
Yeah.
The real-time filters.
So like it can put like a cat on your head and... have you seen the new one?
Yeah.
It's a cat on your head, anyway. But that's like instantaneous. Why would this take 30 seconds to reverse? Just seems...
I didn't watch that.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, let's crack on. State of Scala in 2017. There wasn't much to this.
I was going
to
say, it was vaguely interesting.
Yeah, but it was kind
but
of...
But it was kind of what you expected as well.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, I was surprised. Vertex got a mention on there. I don't know what's going... So, you know, the transparency thing is, I've started working on Vertex, but... having not heard anything about that project for about 5-6 years, I've now started hearing about it again. It's all a bit weird. Spark 2.2 came out. Some awkward, funny post about Aphex Twin and Scala, which I think was a bit of a curveball. I won't read too much into that. Apparently Scala is also the name of... It's not a thing. Blockchain stuff, tons and tons of things on this. BigchainDB came out for 1.0. Is crypto going mainstream?
I went to Camden Market the other day and they were accepting Bitcoin.
Yeah, so you've seen the price in the past month or two has just gone crazy.
I've seen the other one, Ethereum.
Yeah,
one went crazy, didn't it?
Yeah, the gas, I think, or ETH tokens, whatever. Mm. Yeah, that's almost come down to £100 to get into it now. So the price of it is coming down again.
Okay.
It's tempting, but I don't know if it's that tempting. There is...
My friend made like £1,000 on it.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be difficult to make about £1,000 on it. That's probably about the limit of gamble that most people would take. play. There is a course on Udacity about doing crypto trading to learn how to do it.
But that article talks about how mainstream banks are getting involved, and I kind of feel bad for them because a lot of people are warning banks away from these digital currencies. But like, to stay current and stay, because with all these other banks like Mondo and Revolut, they're going to have to get involved, and I think they're in a bit of a sticky situation now.
So you've got the post-capitalism book. The first 10 pages of that do mention about cryptocurrencies and why they might be getting popular too, as a kind of, they call it fiat money. This idea that like money that's printed money has over the years got less and less value to it as banks just overprint it and it's not backed by gold anymore. So the backlash to that is possibly that gold suddenly gets its value back, or people start moving to cryptocurrencies. But anyway, microchipping employees, did you see that stuff?
Well, it's their own fault, isn't it? If you're going to let... It was optional, and people said yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bit of me that's like, oh, yeah, this is the future, it's all cyber. But there's another bit that's like...
It's inside you.
Well, quite. But, yeah, not in a good way. There's no good way to... there's an idea that it's no different to, like, a pacemaker or anything like that.
No, it's completely different. You're giving someone else details about yourself.
Hey, imagine if
a way to turn it off.
Imagine if pacemakers actually had that kind of stuff in and had done for years and you didn't know about it. That'd be something.
At least ignorance is bliss.
Yeah. Or actually anything that they could, like new joints and stuff that mind you, it's mainly old people who get
that. I wouldn't go that. I'm sure there are lots of people who would go that far in it, but the microchipping so that they can gather that data. How do you know that they could so easily misuse
it? It feels very dangerous.
And even if they're not misusing it, the fact that it's inside you.
Yeah, it's the start of a slippery slope.
That reminded me, when I read that, have you seen The Circle? It's on Netflix.
No.
Emma Watson.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
So she joins a company that's supposed to be like this overarching social media company that takes, it's like if it was in the real world, it would take over Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or a Fitbit, all of the socials, but like all of them, like even Fitbit and stuff. And when she joins, she thinks it's amazing. And then they go into this thing where knowledge is power, so they're consistently, you know, pushing the boundaries of privacy. And she volunteers to go fully transparent. And what that means is that you're constantly on tape.
Being recorded.
She has a sensor inside her with like a monitor that they know where she is and all her vitals. And like, it reminded me of this. And I mean, just watch the ending of that and then you can know where this is going.
I got addicted to my Fitbit stuff.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my resting heart rate, how much sleep, all over it. Loving it. All right, I'll check that out. Quick cover of some of the op stuff. Kubernetes 1.7 came out. Ankuri did an interesting article on what is cloud native, because cloud native seems to have exploded as at least as a marketing term without many people. In fact, this is possibly the first thing I've read that's tried to define what it is. So, interesting article. Katacoda came out with its Istio stuff very quickly. Istio got released about a month ago. I think it was Google thing, which is like microservice mesh monitoring stuff, but they've already got some stuff out about it. And a really good blog post comparing clusters, schedulers. It's not that easy to say. This was a lady who decided to go for Nomad over Kubernetes and gives all of her reasons why. Oh, and the and finallys. Did you get through some of the and finallys? Because I
None of them
think
are red.
There's no.
I only have to read the red stuff.
All right, so there's too many and finallys as there has been the last week or two. So I'll tell you what, I'll save that one till next time. So winning at Snake. Have a look at that. Check out the link. It's basically someone completing the Snake game. Do you remember the Snake game? Yeah. This guy lady completed it. Amazing.
Nice catch there.
Hey?
Nice catch there.
Yes, yes. Kotlin's Xinyang. Checking out. If you have watched Silicon Valley, it's basically someone's written a Kotlin app to... Silicon Valley has this whole thing about a guy creates an app to determine whether something's a sausage or not, and it gets adopted as something to do like like graphic filters on social media, because it's actually it's quite easy to convert that app to is it a sausage or not to as a guide and a nude selfie or not. So anyway, someone's kind of done a actually built it in Kotlin, and then a couple of GitHub links, the F and the TLDR one, and the last bit is did you see this was Wimbledon the other day, some guy was shouting criticism at a female player from the stands.
Oh, and they brought him out.
Yeah, brought him out, put him in a tennis dress and started serving at him. So that was the only other thing.
And Game of Thrones?
Oh, Game of Thrones back. That's wicked. Yeah, yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Did you, have you?
I'm not caught up.
I know.
The
first one was a good one. Yeah.
But Ed Sheeran's camp.
Is
it cameo? Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind
of. Just had a bit of a controversial reaction.
He didn't really say or do anything in it. I tell you what, though, in the same cameo that he's in is a guy, Thomas Thorgood. So, he was the guy who's in This Is England. He does a cameo in it too. No one seems to have gone on about that. He's wicked.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran. Yeah.
But I heard it's a bit too obvious that they've made too much of a point of it being Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, but probably. Yeah, because he's doing the whole he's singing at the start. And
oh, is he?
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't seen it.
All right, the Thomas guy. He's a wicked
actor. I see you more impressed by that.
Yeah, because so I got quite addicted to Shane Meadows films. I think I've seen pretty much every film Shane Meadows has done, and he uses this guy in all of his films. He's wicked. Anyway,
Scala Exchange.
Oh yeah, CFP's just closed. Yeah. Yeah, it's a weird thing with that, but yeah, that's all good though. It's not a bad thing. It's just slightly off. In that there seems to be a lag between entries going in and them appearing on like the outside of that, the spreadsheet of them. Pipeline was announced for next year as well, 20th of March. Any other stuff? Nothing's jumping out at me. No, we're probably good for now then. Yeah, done. All right, till next time. Bye.